coming up on 620 now on KXL. Time for Experts on the 20s. You know, a person can live with heart valve disease for years and not know it, but the condition can have serious consequences for your heart. With us now is our medical expert, Dr. Todd Caulfield with Providence Heart and Vascular Institute. Good morning, Dr. Caulfield.
Hey, good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're glad you're here. What is heart valve disease and why is it a concern?
Well, most people realize that the heart is basically nothing more than a pump made out of muscle that pushes blood, you know, through our bodies to bring oxygen through the lungs and then out to our tissues so that we can have the energy that we need to do the things that we need to do. The valves are what's responsible for keeping the blood moving in the right direction. Basically, there's a series of four one-way valves in the heart as well. And typically, they're made of nice, thin, you know, elastic tissue that, you know, allows the valves to open and close really easily. But if the valves are misformed or if they become thickened over time, then there can be problems.
Barbara Walters is 80. She had heart valve surgery last month. Is valve disease more common the older you get?
Yeah, you know, there's two big groups that we think about in terms of valve disease. And, you know, Barbara Walters falls into the larger of the two groups. And certainly as we age, everyone's valves will thicken a little bit, and it'll become a little bit less elastic, but usually it's with no consequence. But for reasons that are unclear, some people's valves will become very, very thickened and very resistant to opening, or maybe leaky as well, just because they're thick and they don't close as well as they used to. And that's when you can get into real concerns. The other group is younger patients who are born with, you know, structural problems with their valves. So, you know, mitral valve prolapse is usually quite mild, but sometimes can be very severe and lead to a severe leakiness of the valve. And there can be other, we call them congenital abnormalities that can be, you know, quite severe and need to be addressed quite early in life.
If people can live with this disease for a long time, how do you guys as doctors find it?
You know, obviously, when you go to your doctor and they put the stethoscope on your chest and they hear a murmur, you know, that's representative of turbulent flow or disrupted blood flow through the heart, and that's often due to a valve problem. And that might prompt the doctor to do another test like an echocardiogram or an ultrasound of the heart to look around. Alternatively, patients might describe some symptoms and some problems. The most common one with valve disease is actually shortness of breath. You know, unusual sense of windedness when you're trying to do things that used to be very simple and straightforward. Other patients can get chest pain, lightheadedness, dizziness, feel faint, or even pass out.
Is it true there's a connection between heart valve disease and strep throat?
There is. I mean, we're very fortunate in this country when there's, you know, widespread access to antibiotics that we don't see that much of it here anymore. But, yeah, strep throat can definitely lead to a rheumatic fever and subsequent rheumatic heart disease, which may present even years later. So it's really important if you have a stubborn, you know, sore throat that you get that checked out and make sure that it's not, you know, a streptococcus or a bacterial infection rather than a viral infection and get antibiotics for that right away.
Dr. Caulfield, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate being on KXL.
Well, we appreciate having you. That's Dr. Todd Caulfield with Providence Heart and Vascular Institute. He's part of Experts on the 20s on KXL.